A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Now, you got a word thing, so when you use that word enough, you will hear it. Hearing comes by the word, out the mouth gate, in the ear gate, and it will drop into your belly as a rhema word, and when you speak it out, it will become the thing. Call unto me and I will answer thee. I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to try again because I'm looking for somebody to let that hell-bound, desperate, dying, diseased, destitute world out there know there's still faith on earth. Now, you do not pray cancer away. Rhymes help you remember. Say, I do not pray cancer away. Stop it. Stop it. Religion never healed anybody. Faith heals everybody. A word thing. Meaning, when you get to the maturity level to understand your own ability through living a holy life and speaking God's words, not yours, your words are not words, they're word things. So when you speak it, it is. You're not describing it, you're creating it. So every time you say, I'm depressed, you create it. Every time you say, I can't, you nullify the creative capability of God within you. Wow. I'm walking softly right now. All that to simply say, you don't pray cancer away. You don't pray cancer away. You don't pray cancer away. You cast cancer out. What? Okay, why? Because your body is the temple, the dwelling place, the habit. Oh, it's coming on you right now. I see cancer cells shriveling right now just because of the words I'm saying. They're shriveling and dying. They're going back to their overlord, and they're telling him they ran into the blood, they ran into the word, and they are defeated. Ah, God. You cast cancer out. Why? Because it is an invasive species.
Right, yes, sir.
I just planted 240 trees. And before I planted them, I got in the internet and I studied everything I could about those particular trees. I found out that there are invasive species of bacteria that will destroy those trees. Invasive meaning it's not supposed to be there. I dare you to just, it's not supposed to be there. Would you get that? Stop saying my cancer, my arthritis, my backache, my headache. Stop! You're a believer.
That's right.
We are not denying those things exist. We're denying their right to stay where God said they could not. Say, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I rebuke every invader. Get out of God's temple. Get out of God's temple. Wait a minute. So, this precious lady shot her hands up in the air, not expecting anything but to glorify God in the presence of the Holy Ghost under the anointing. She shoots her hands up in the air, hears a loud bang, and suddenly realizes her pain is gone. She's in the car afterwards, and Lori, the mom's daughter, Caitlin, says to her, Caitlin says to Lori, hey, I love this, because she's obviously heard me conduct miracle healing and victory services before, because she's telling her mom as they're driving back to West Virginia, Mom, do something you couldn't do. And she's been doing it ever since. For the first time in 4 years. I got a word thing. What do you need? Tell me something you need. Nobody needs anything. Let's go home. What? Healthy kidneys. Who said that? Somebody said healthy kidneys. I heard it. Where? Back there. Healthy kidneys. Okay, I'm going to give you a word thing. He sent his word. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Now you got a word thing. So when you use that word enough, you will hear it. Hearing comes by the word, out the mouth gate, in the ear gate, and it will drop into your belly as a rhema word. And when you speak it out, it will become the thing. Some of y'all had so much jiving and shucking, you can't get anything past the surface. This is life-changing. This will turn you around. This will move you into a different neighborhood. This will put healing power in your hand. This will cause joy unspeakable and full of glory to spring up out of your belly. It's Say, I got a word thing. I got a word thing. Other than healing, somebody tell me something you need. If you need to go home, you can, but you'll miss a blessing. What, Diana? You want $1 billion. You want a word thing? Luke 6:38. Give. It shall be. Now look, you look at her funny, say, I'm believing for $1 billion. I'm going to agree with her because I know the tithe on $1 billion. Is $100 million. But you don't know her, and I do. She came to me, Pastor, I'm bankrupt. We're facing bankruptcy. We're going to lose our home, our automobile, we're going to lose everything. I said, you ain't going to lose nothing, because I'm about to give you a word thing. And then their business went that year into the multiple millions. Don't ask her for money, because she won't lend it to you. Stop lending people money. The minute you lend to them, you're in covenant with them. Woman came to me last week. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm facing losing everything. Why? Well, I co-signed on 2 loans for somebody, and they didn't pay it. Well, I hate to tell you, but as sweet as I can, you're a knucklehead. You don't go usury for anybody. Now, give stuff away. Like, I won't buy you a car, but if God told me to, I'd give you one. I've given away 8. 3 of them brand new. So I'm not talking to you about something I don't live. I live this way. Be seated. Where'd you get your car? I gave it to you. You just happened to be sitting there. Bill, where'd you get your new truck? I gave it to you. Who gave you the one before that? I did. You Bible college students sitting there saying, well, yeah, naturally he'd give it to them or them. Well, also gave a brand new one. Brand new. Brand new. Less than 1,000 miles on it. $75,000 vehicle to a Bible college student.
I remember.
Remember that night?
Yes, sir.
My wife had written a note 6 months before that and put it in her purse. When your husband says thus and so from the pulpit, give that car to thus and so. I didn't know it. I said it. She started screaming, got in her purse, and read it. Right? I said, well, who are you giving it to? And she pointed to a young man. He was sitting right back there. It was a Sunday night. It's good to come to church on Sunday night. It was a Sunday night. And I described the car to him. He started screaming. Ran to Jude Hall at Valor Christian College. Pulled off his mirror a picture of that exact car. Same color, same equipment, same year. God's a wonder. I said, God's a wonder. Woo. Now, Lord, make this their word. Their word. Give them a word thing. Exercise their faith. Build them up. Encourage them. Strengthen them. Let them know that you are not a man that you should lie. And we give you the glory for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. I said amen. I said so be it. I said thank you, Jesus. I said bless the Lord. I said hallelujah. I said thank you, Jesus. Well, it's absolutely true. God is not a man that he should lie.
a word thing has been dropped right into your spirit today on your international broadcast of Breakthrough. So come on now, we're gonna take off. And I want you to take hold of these blessings because they're gonna cause joy, unspeakable, and full of God's glory, His manifested tangibility, to begin to expand exponentially all around you and everybody you love. That's your word. It's going to happen suddenly. That lost family member, maybe a good friend, maybe a work associate, is going to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're going to be astounded with how suddenly it happens. That financial breakthrough you've been praying about, maybe even agonizing over, can materialize in a moment, suddenly. Believe it now. Prepare your heart now for your suddenly miracle, because it's about to be accelerated on your behalf. We are just days away from 2025. Now, you remember, the number 25 has a very, very deep spiritual significance in Scripture. You and I are determined by faith, aligned in agreement, to enter into this year of a great, tremendous outpouring of God's glorious grace. In fact, 2025 is going to be a prophetic year. Get this down. Pull out your phone now and get it in there. 2025, and you write down, Pastor Rod brought it to you. 2025 is going to be a year of grace upon grace. Our great, magnificent, and mighty God is reaching His hands over the sapphire sill of heaven's gate toward you. And I want you to step forward with confidence, with great boldness, and believe with me for you to receive the multiplication of divine grace and divine, here it is, favor. I sense by the Holy Ghost of God that someone, maybe you watching right now, needs to overcome the diabolical spirit called fear. Now, you remember this. Fear has a name. If it has a name, it has a knee. If it has a knee, the book says it has to bow. You listen now to this Holy Ghost-filled gospel preacher. No matter what, it does not matter one iota what the angry storms in your life have brought. King Jesus, resurrected from the dead, can and will suddenly, I want you to get that word in your spirit today, calm, peace, be still. He can calm those howling winds, those crashing waves, just like He did on the Sea of Galilee for His first disciples. No fear. No fear of death or disease, of loss or loneliness, no fear of world war, which you see on your news feed every time you pick it up. No fear of attacks of terror like we just saw play out on the streets of New York City. No fear of financial ruin. No fear of lack, disease, pain, suffering. No, sir. No, ma'am. In 2025, you and I are about to thrive in God's kingdom. We're about to live above the spirit of fear, exercising great faith And the greatest power available to believers on the earth today, the power of agreement. That's why this broadcast is so absolutely vital, so necessary. We're going to live in the spirit of victory. And we're going to begin today. Number one, I'm going to give you two. Number one, I need you to get in agreement by sending me your most urgent. Underline most urgent, friend. Let's not, God says, don't come to me with those things that don't matter to you. He said, come to me with those things that make you walk the floor over the night and wring your hands in despair. I want you to send me those urgent prayer requests. I want you to do it now. I need a miracle. You need a miracle. And when we get together, all of heaven opens its portals. I want you to be sure to get those prayer requests to me before, this is very important, before New Year's Eve. Listen to me. How you leave 2024 will absolutely determine how you enter into 2025. So on December 31st, 2024, New Year's Eve, tens upon tens of thousands are going to be joining you and me. We're going to become one mighty Holy Ghost army, voice of prayer and intercession before God's throne of grace, believing for your complete, your total, your overwhelming, overflowing, overthrowing victory in 2025, which, as I've shared with you, is the year of God's grace upon grace, favor upon favor. Second thing I need you to do, get a seed wrapped in faith. Get it in fertile ground. Ground this great, worldwide, global, soul-winning, Holy Ghost, Pentecostal broadcast. Now, when you do that, do as Dr. Oral Roberts taught me when I was a very young man. He said, Rod, never sow a seed that you don't give that seed an assignment. And we want you to give your seed right now an assignment for your suddenly supernatural harvest. Now make it a seed that represents your faith for God's grace upon grace and favor upon favor in 2025. I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Consider sowing $25 or $25 in each hand, $50. And when you do, I believe with you that you're affirming your faith, expressed to God that this is the year that God is reaching his open hands toward you. And I know, and I'm thankful beyond words, that some of my partners, some of my friends, have been very, very blessed, blessed in an unusual way in 2024. Our Bible teaches us that to him that much has been given, much is required. Well, that only makes good gospel common sense, doesn't it? So let me suggest for you that have been blessed to sow a year-end suddenly seed so that you enter 2025 full of faith with the seed of your harvest already in the ground of $525. Now, for others, even a seed of 1,000 $25. God's blessed you that much, and you want to bless him back. I want you to allow me to agree with you for an accelerated grace and favor anointing on your life, your family, your business in 2025. You know, God is never moved by a need. Think about it. He's never moved by a need. He's only moved by faith. So take a step of faith right now. Call that number. It's right there on your screen. Do it right now. Don't hesitate. Don't put it off. Or use that convenient QR code right there on your screen. You just come in on it, click it, and it'll take you right to rodparsley.com. Or you can do what I love. I love to hold those letters. You can rush your letter to me with your gift, but you need to do it before Tuesday night, December 31st at midnight. Your victory is on the way. God is reaching out now with open hands to you. And you're about to enter a brand new season of divine grace and favor. Sow your Suddenly Seed Faith gift, do it now, and you and I come into agreement and enter 2025 with an anointing of acceleration.
Remember the holy promise written in Malachi 3:1. The Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come into his temple. God will find you in your moment of need. And in 2025, the Lord's open hands will reach out to you. The holy angel Gabriel suddenly appeared to Mary to announce, "You are blessed and highly favored," and added, "Fear not, 2025 will usher in your year of being suddenly fearless." Sow your seed of faith today to support Breakthrough's worldwide broadcast and digital media outreaches, the Compassionate Missions Outreach, A Bridge of Hope, and so much more. For your love gift of $50 or more, we'll send you Rod Parsley's new gift for 2025, Suddenly, the Wind of God's Spirit. This inspirational 365-day devotional will revolutionize your life and spiritual walk all year long. For a gift of $125 or more, we'll also include a signed copy of this year's most requested Bible, the 50th Anniversary Breakthrough Jubilee Bible. It'll be a treasured keepsake for you or a loved one. The soft cover, surrounded by rose gold edges, opens to large print text. It's Pastor Parsley's favorite Bible. For those blessed by God to give $1,025 or more, we'll add this famous The Creation of Adam print, showing the hand of God reaching out to touch the hand of man. Michelangelo's classic work of art will remind you that God is reaching out to you in 2025. Please call before New Year's Eve and include your prayer requests or give securely at rodparsley.com. Your Suddenly miracle is coming, rich with God's blessings for you.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.